obviously they voted for us as individuals. You know, we were associated with the party, but the vote stands against us, against our name as their councillor. So we are very passionate about our residents, and we generally felt that we weren't able to serve them any longer under the flag that we had been elected by. And I know that some people will find that difficult because they'll be Conservative first. We don't care who it is. You know, most of us have been serving our communities for a long time. We're known people and people trust us. I've obviously been an elected member on this council for the last 14 years. Actually, the feedback in virtually 98% of all the people that we spoke to, totally supported. People being stopped in the street saying, oh, I read your media post, that's brilliant, and we saw it in the press, and friends of mine who are non-political have picked up on messages that you put out in press releases, and they said, oh, that's really good for you. So it's actually gone down very well, and they can see the bigger picture. And also there was an assumption that when we left that party, we were going to jump to reform. Well, none of us are natural reformers. We have absolutely no intention of doing that. We are there literally because Seven Oaks District Council has got what? 2, 3, 4 years left in its existence. It's been around for 50 years. And quite frankly, there's a legacy that we want to leave for our residents. And we don't want that muddied by decisions being driven by silly political reasons for doing something or not doing something. And we're free from that now, and we can do what's right for our residents.
The Liberal Democrat leader said that the days of this administration are numbered. There's rumours of a partnership circulating. What do you make of that? Is this the end for the current administration?
We felt we were pushed into doing what we were doing because of decision-making that was being made that we could no longer support within our political group. It was therefore our option to resign from the Conservative Party at this council. We didn't do any of this thinking, oh, well, we can maybe sort of, you know, put Julia up as leader, because you're probably aware that I was leader prior to Roddy for a year. And I've got some very loyal people who'd love to see me doing that again. That was not why we did this. We absolutely did this because where we are now, with the allocations that we agreed tonight on the committees that we've got, we are serving our residents on this council in no better way, shape, plus or minus, than we would have done had we stayed in the Conservatives Party. So we're happy because we're no worse off. And in fact, we're considerably better off because you probably noticed we're the ones who are all smiling. And it feels very liberating, and we're enjoying, you know, nurturing this fledgling group that we have created. But it does mean that we are now not that many behind the Liberal Democrats. We are a sizable force. And either the big national parties who are represented on this council should be very keen to be communicating with us, because if we were to side on one side or the other, obviously a majority would be taken. We're not in it for that at all, but we realise that to achieve their aspirations, then perhaps they need to come to speak to us.